Hello, OMT3701 students. This is Mrs. Van Hoopen, your lecturer for this course. In this podcast, I want to have a look at Chapter 14 of your textbook, deals with waiting lines and queuing theory models. In your textbook, it says that most of the waiting line problems are centered on the question of finding the ideal level of service that a firm should provide, and that managers must deal with the trade-off between the cost of providing a good service and the cost of customers' waiting times, or the cost of losing a customer. Now, you will see when we get to the different models that we're not going to spend that much time on the expected cost, service cost, or the waiting cost as such. Oftentimes, it's more than sufficient for a beginning just to look at the characteristics of the queue that you're dealing with. So the three parts of the queuing system that we are going to look at is, first of all, the arrival characteristics, and then the waiting line or the queue characteristics, and the final one is the service facility characteristics. If we look at the arrival characteristics, there are three parts again that we have to look at. The first one is the size of the calling population. Now, this calling population can either be unlimited, or we call it infinite, or it can be limited or finite. The second arrival characteristics that we're going to look at is the pattern of arrival at the system. Now, the customers can either arrive on schedule, or otherwise they can arrive randomly. But frequently in these queuing problems, we can use an estimation of when these arrivals will occur, even if they are randomly, and for that we use a probability distribution known as the Poisson distribution. The final arrival characteristic that we're going to look at is the behavior of the arrivals. Now, most models assume that the arriving customer is a patient customer, which means that the customer will wait in the queue until they are served and they do not switch between lines. The second component of a queuing system is the waiting line itself, and the characteristics that we are going to look at here is, first of all, the length of the line. Now, the length of the waiting line can be unlimited, so there's enough space and you can handle any number of arrivals, or otherwise you can have a limited length of line, and that will usually happen because of physical restraints. The second waiting line characteristic we look at is queue discipline. Now, this refers to the rule by which customers in the queue are to receive service. Now, most systems use a queue discipline of first in and first out. This would obviously not be appropriate in all queuing systems, and especially not for those dealing with emergencies. The third part of the queuing system is the service facility. And if we look at the characteristics here, we look at, first of all, the basic queuing system configuration, which have two aspects. The one is the number of channels, and the second one is the number of phases. Now, if we look at the number of service channels, think of a drive-through fast food restaurant. There's only one place that you can go through. There's only one person assisting you, and that will be a single channel system. The other option is that when you go into the bank, for instance, there's a single line, but you have several tellers on duty which can serve the customers, and then we have a multi-channel system at work. That's now the number of service channels. If we look at the number of phases, a single phase system is one where the customer receives service from just one single station and then exits the system. But you can also have a multi-phase system. For instance, say in a fast food restaurant, where there's one person that takes your order, and then you move on to a second place where you have to pay, and only then you exit the system. This would be then a multi-phase system. Now, the second characteristic we look at for service facilities is the service time distribution. We can have service patterns that are constant, or they can be random. Where the service time is constant, an example of that is an automatic car wash, but mostly we also deal with random service distributions. And in this case, the distribution that we normally use in our models is the negative exponential probability distribution. Before we go on to the models themselves, we're quickly going to just talk about the Kendall notation. And you might wonder why we use it. It's basically just a shorthand way to describe the different characteristics of these models. If you will see, if we talk about the first model that we're going to look at is the single channel queuing model with Poisson arrivals and exponential service times. Now, that is quite a long sentence, and especially if you have to write it down, but using the Kendall notation, we can just call it the MM1 model, which is very short, and everybody will understand what you mean by that. So make sure that you know that the basic Kendall notation is a three symbol notation. The first symbol tells you about the arrival distribution, the second symbol about the service time distribution, and the third symbol tells you about the number of service channels that you are going to use. There is no symbol for the size of the calling population, and therefore we still write that down or say it in full. This of course means that you must know what each symbol stands for. I can give you this symbol and you must then know what it stands for, or I can describe the queuing system and you must be able to give me the three symbol Kendall notation. First model that we are going to look at is the single channel queuing model with the Poisson arrivals and exponential service times, the MM1 model, as I've mentioned before. Now, there are seven assumptions for this specific model, and it's one of the models that are the most widely used, and it's actually a very simple queuing model. But you must make sure that all seven conditions must be met before you may use this model, and I'm quickly going to go through the assumptions of this model. The first one is that the arrivals are served on a first-in, first-out basis. The second one is that we deal with a patient customer. The third one is that the arrivals are independent of the preceding arrivals. And very important as well is that the average number of arrivals, that is constant. So it means that you do not have peak times at all. Then the fourth one is that the arrivals are described by the Poisson distribution. The fifth one is that the service time varies, but they are independent of one another, but the average rate is known and constant. The sixth one is that the service times occur according to the negative exponential probability distribution. And the final one is that the average service rate is greater than the average arrival rate. In your textbook, you will now find that equations 14.2 to 14.8 describe the operating characteristics of the MM1 model. Second model that we look at is the multiple channel queuing model with Poisson arrivals and exponential service times, the MM and the small M model. Now, here we have basically the same assumptions as in the MM model, except that we have still one waiting line, but with more than one service channel. We also assume that all the service perform at the same rate, and the last assumption of the MM1 model is modified to that the number of channels times the average service rate must be greater than the average arrival rate. 1414 to 1419 describe the operating characteristics of a small M model, and what I want to draw your attention to equation 1414. Some students really struggle to calculate that probability, especially the summation part. And I want to refer you to your textbook where the Arnold Muffler Shop Revisited example show you in a bit more detail how to do that summation part, and also have a look in tutorial letter 203. It's a different model, but it also shows you how to handle the summation. The third queuing model we look at is the constant service time model, the MD1 model, which is actually a quite a simple model. You all have all the same assumptions as for the MM1 model, except that your service time is now not negative exponentially distributed, but it is a constant service time, and that simplifies the model greatly. Equations 1420 to 1423 will give you the operating characteristics for the MD1 model. Model we look at is the finite population model. It is called the MM1 with finite source model. In this model, we have a limited population of potential customers for the service facility, and it is now quite a different model than the previous ones. The great difference is that we now have a dependent relationship between the length of the queue and the arrival rate. For this model is that there's only one server, and the population requiring service is finite, and the arrivals follow a Poisson distribution, and the service times are exponentially distributed, and the services, the customers are served on a first come first serve basis. Lastly, I want to draw your attention to Little's flow equations. These relationships, they are given in equations 1430 to 1432, can be used whenever a queuing system is in a steady state, and you can use it for the first three models that we looked at, and the only one you can't apply to is the one with the finite population. Remember, when you are confronted with a queuing problem, you must now decide which one of these four models you are going to use. And first of all, you must look at the assumptions for each of these models. But to make it a little bit easier, is the first thing you can look at is whether there is a finite population or not. That's quite easy to recognize that. If there's something said about how many machines there are, or how many beds there are available, and then it's easy to know that you're going to use the last model that we've spoken about. For the other three, you have to identify the other one with the constant service rate. That's also easy to recognize, because they will tell you that it is a constant service time. Otherwise, we will refer to an average service time. So that's also easy to recognize. That leaves you basic with the other two models. And with the one is you have one service channel, the other one is a multiple service channel. This is the end of the podcast on waiting lines and queuing theory models.